Well, I'll read one more on this in this vein, and make a little turn on the process. Several autumns ago, students where I teach came up to my office and said, "We have a project for the weekend we think you should take part in." I am a veteran teacher. I didn't flee, nor did I say yes. I said, "What is it?" They said, "It's a peace walk downtown Portland." Well, I saw immediately that's right. So I went down and I wrote this as a kind of documentary. At that time, there was a strike at the Oregonian, the newspaper. Everyone in the world, it seemed, was testing atomic weapons, very much including the United States. This is the account, peace walk. We wondered what our walk should mean, taking that unmarch quietly. The sun stared at our signs, "Thou shalt not kill." Men by a tavern said, "Those foreigners," to a woman with a fur who turned away. Like an elevator going down, their look at us. Along a curb, their signs lined across, a picket line stopped and stared the whole width of the street at ours, unfair. Above our heads, the sound truck blared by the park under the autumn trees. It said that love could fill the atmosphere, occur, slow the other fallout, unseen on islands everywhere, fallout falling unheard. We held our poster up to shade our eyes. At the end, we just walked away. No one was there to tell us where to leave the signs. Now, a point I wanted to make about this was once the most impressive person I ever heard talk about writing was J. Frank Dobie. And he said, I remember his making this point, "It seems from outside as if the problem is to get things to put in, but the problem after you've been at it for long enough, you really go at it for a while, the problem is what to leave out." And in this peace walk, of course, millions of possibilities are present in any documentary like this, but I remember one especially enticing element, just for an illustration. The person, a student apparently standing ahead of me, probably a Portland State College student, had in his hip pocket, while we were listening to the soundtrack, he had a paperback edition of the works of Aristotle. And I thought it would be very good to get that into my poem somehow, but I couldn't figure out how. Well, I just used that as an example. I didn't know how to do it.